camp of Joe Biden, man, they're fighting a two-front war right now. They really are. First of all, they're trailing in the polls to Donald Trump dramatically across all seven swing states, something we'll talk about with Donald Trump here in a moment. But they're trailing dramatically across all seven states, and they think it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s fault. It's not, because either with him or without him in the mix, Donald Trump still leads in all seven swing states, including Michigan here. But the Biden camp is setting its sights on RFK. You see, they want to blame people like Ralph Nader for the loss in 2000 in Florida. They want to blame Ross Perot for knocking out George H.W. Bush to the Republicans. And so third-party racers can sometimes create big problems. But here's what they're looking at. One poll, a Quinnipiac poll, released just last week, showed Joe Biden leading Trump 48-45. It's the only poll that shows anything of that kind of a margin, and so I think it's a bit of an outlier. But if the race includes third-party candidates such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein from the Green Party, independent Cornel West, Trump becomes the favorite. In fact, if you look at the races, if it's a five-way race, Donald Trump wins. If it's a head-to-head race, Donald Trump wins, because here's the fact. Georgia and North Carolina are not swing states. Georgia and North Carolina are no longer swing states. Bank that. Georgia never was. It was a fluke. You can figure out how we got there or not worry about it and just move forward. Georgia went and secured their elections. Oh, and by the way, did you catch this? Happened Friday, late. Pennsylvania now, saying unless the signature and the date are appropriate on a mail-in ballot, it is invalid. It is invalid. A federal panel, 2-1, either the dates change and it's a real ballot or it's not. There is no middle ground here, all right? No middle ground here. Right. Anyhow, we're going to take a break here. When I come back, the 45th president of the United States, he's going to weigh in on the things that have been happening with the border, with the economy, with EVs, whatever we can get to in the amount of time he has today. It's coming up on the Steve Gruber Show.